Good afternoon. We are looking at an overall rather tranquil period of weather through the weekend and into the start of next week. Clear skies and light winds across the area today are going to stick around. Temperatures aloft are a little bit below normal, which is going to result in surface temperatures mainly in the 40s, which is just a few degrees below normal for early April for us for this time of year. Further to our west, we have an approaching short wave just the north of Lake Superior. This wave is going to approach later on this afternoon, and it's going to give us an increase in high and mid-level clouds across central and eastern New York. For the rest of the night tonight, that approaching short wave has very limited moisture and dynamics with it, so what we could see is just an increase in cloud coverage with most areas and a few spots seeing a slight chance for an isolated shower before Sunday morning. Night lows are going to vary depending on the thickness of these clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we have the western and north central U.S. expecting much warmer temperatures over the next few days with much above average and possibly record-breaking warm temperatures. The southwest should see temperatures in the upper 90s and nearing 100 degrees, while 80s are forecast for the northern and central portions of the plains. Unfortunately, these warm temperatures combined with dry soils, low relative humidity, and gusty winds will lead to the potential for fire weather for parts of the plains. Per the Storm Prediction Center, today's fire weather outlook indicates an elevated risk across the northern plains, while Sunday has elevated risks across portions of Montana, as well as southern and central parts of the high plains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 102 at Ocotillo Wells in California to a low of 1 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 53. In Boston, sunny with a high near 48. And in Buffalo, increasing clouds with a chance for showers after 3 p.m., a high is near 46. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 53, while the normal low is 33. The record high of 79 was set back in 1981, while the record low of 16 was set back in 1954. Today's sunrise was at 6:34 a.m. The sun will set at 7:24 p.m. tonight. That is 12 hours and 50 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as highs reach near 50 degrees. Some spots will stay only in the upper 40s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down into the low 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as our highs reach into the low 50s. Some areas could see some stronger wind gusts as high as around 20 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we are looking at mostly clear skies, and because of that, the overnight lows will be dropping down towards the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid to upper 40s. For the night tonight, we are looking mostly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid 40s. For the night tonight, we will turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the low 20s. A few spots may possibly even drop down into the teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 40s and potentially into the low 50s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in cloud cover as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we may see a chance for an isolated shower early on Easter Sunday. Otherwise, we will expect to see a mix of sun and clouds throughout the course of the day. Highs look to reach into the low 50s. We could see some wind gusts as high as around 20 to 25 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.